After spending a month dragging their feet on the budget, lawmakers are now in a 48-hour race to wrap it up and go home. The bill before them is a hefty 260-page document filled with hundreds of edits, figures, and calculations. But for many Republican lawmakers, like Senator Harry Brown, one item stands out.
The main piece of this, and as you know, the priority of this session was education and in particular teacher pay.
Brown and others have touted the pay raise as an average 7% increase. But it's more complicated than that. Teachers early in their careers could see pay bumps of up to 18%, while some veteran teachers could get less than a 1% raise. Brown didn't get into that when he presented the bill in front of senators yesterday. Instead, he went on to praise other parts of the budget.
Under Health and Human Services, this budget does not reduce eligibility for Medicaid, and it does not eliminate school nurse positions.
And he goes on.
It provides $5 million additional dollars for funding for pre-K.
And there's a perk for most state employees.
It provides a $1,000 salary increase, which is about a 2.3% salary increase.
And there are other things in the budget bill. Brown says it would move the State Bureau of Investigation under the purview of Governor Pat McCrory. Right now, it's under the control of Democratic Attorney General Roy Cooper. But much of the debate on the Senate floor yesterday was focused on education. The raises will cost the state more than $280 million, which means lawmakers will have to rely on savings while tightening up other areas. Many government agencies are being asked to make cuts that range from 1 to 3%. The plan also reduces the state rates that will be paid to Medicaid providers by 1%. Some Democratic lawmakers, like Senator Josh Stein from Wake County, took issue with that provision.
Hospitals are seeing more patients, but y'all are reimbursing them less for each patient. That isn't an increase in any way. They lose money every time they see a Medicaid patient, and now they're going to lose more money every time they see a Medicaid patient.
Stein and other Democrats on the Senate floor took turns attacking the budget. Senator Floyd McKissick is from Durham.
You know, we're increasing tuition once again. They say, well, it's not that much this year, but look at what you've done over the last several years.
McKissick is talking about how the budget plan slightly increases tuition for students at community colleges. He also talked about families who get child care subsidies. The budget changes the income eligibility in order to qualify.
Based on what we've done with this budget, and the way we're funded Health and Human Services, we know that there'll be 7,200 families that will no longer qualify for those child care subsidies.
Democratic lawmakers aren't the only ones who are upset about the budget plan. Earlier in the day, a group of protesters made their way through the legislative building. They dropped off several large cardboard boxes filled with thousands of signatures that ask lawmakers to repeal tax cuts.
We are delivering some petition signatures.
Okay. After they finished, Garrick Brenner explained that lawmakers made big income tax cuts last year. He's the executive director of Progress North Carolina Action.
The reckless tax cuts, which benefit primarily the wealthy, haven't been talked about enough. A budget is not just a function of what you want to spend, but it's what you took in, which is a reflection of what you taxed. It just is.
The tax cuts are projected to cost the state $680 million, which is about $200 million more than what was expected. Critics like Brenner argue that the money could have gone to better use by restoring past cuts to education, for example. But Republican lawmakers, like Senate Leader Phil Berger, say that their budget deal is sound and fiscally responsible.
We are committed to making our public schools the best in the nation. And part of that is paying our teachers more. And we're doing that. And we're doing it with a substantial investment of the money that comes from the people back into education.
The Senate passed the budget bill yesterday. The House will now take it up today and likely Saturday morning before they pack up their things and head back home for a short break. I'm Rima Crace.